Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ke Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to a new podcast episode and also streaming on YouTube. As I said last week, I am fully committing to YouTube and I will be a YouTuber. So yeah, welcome to a new podcast episode. I have been the sickest this past week. This is actually my first day back at Mahi and it's been over a week, so 9 days, 9 days of literally just being in bed. My body just obviously told me I needed to rest, and so I listened. But I'm really excited for today's podcast episode because today I'm going to be teaching you all about how a poverty mindset keeps you trapped in a poverty cycle and what you can do to improve this and get yourself out of a poverty cycle of thinking, of mindset, of all of that kind of stuff. But before we get into it, I just wanted to touch on my new course, Te Tiriti Haukura, which I was so beyond excited to announce, and I have announced it now, and everyone loves it, and I'm just like so excited for everyone to start the course. But if you didn't know, there is a pre-sale going on at the moment where you can get a $100 coupon plus early access to the course, so you get to do the course before everyone else. So if you want to do that, be sure to click the link in the description below and it will sign you up so that you can get that $100 coupon. But yeah, I just wanted to quickly touch on that. But yeah, let's just get on to today's podcast episode. I'm so excited, and yeah, I've been sick, but the whole time I've been sick, I'm like, oh, I just want to get back to work because I literally love my work. Like working for Māori Millionaire, my business, it gets me out of bed in the morning. It's what I want to do. I have never felt this wholehearted, like, passion for anything I've ever done in my life. Like, even when it was school, there were aspects of school that I liked. There were aspects that I didn't like. I've worked multiple jobs. I think there's about 10 jobs I've worked. I've worked over 4 years in the legal field. And I've never, ever felt true passion when it came to my mahi like I have with Māori Millionaire. So I'm very excited to be back at mahi, and I'm still a bit nasally, so I hope you guys don't really hear that, but yeah, I love my mahi so much. Anyways, so today's podcast episode is all about how a poverty mindset or a poor mindset will keep you stuck and the things that you can do to get yourself out of that. But I want to share some of the things that help you really understand how this poverty mindset will keep you stuck. And the first is that when you're operating from scarcity, that is what you get. And I have a few examples from my time being sick that I actually had to reflect on my own whakaaro, my own thinking, and all of this. And so one of those is by operating in scarcity. So what I mean by scarcity is thinking that you don't have enough, thinking that you're going to run out, thinking that it's not going to be renewed. The opposite of scarcity would be abundance, so thinking that you're always going to get replenished, your resources are always going to be there, and that you always have what you need to survive and that you'll be okay no matter what. Scarcity is the opposite. Scarcity is very common in amongst our whānau Māori, this mindset that what we have isn't enough, and I think a lot of the times it does come from actually not having enough. But the problem with that is that the whakaaro keeps us in those cycles. And so when you're operating from scarcity, we're not allowing new doors to be opened. And I have some examples. So when I was sick, I actually had two different speaking events. So I got home from one speaking event, and at the end of that, I felt terrible. So I got home and I just went straight to bed, like, and I was out to it. This was like on the Friday. I was set to go to my next event on the Tuesday. I was supposed to fly down south to another event. And I pushed so hard to the point where on the morning, I still felt like crap, but I tried getting ready to go to the airport and go. And I just couldn't do it because I was so unwell. And I had communicated with them that I wasn't feeling well. And so they knew all of this and all of that. But I was so scared of saying, no, I actually can't do this at the moment because I'm not well. And I had to figure out why, because that was a big problem, because me not saying, no, I can't do this, was meaning that my brain was thinking about work the whole time, up until that point, thinking instead of let's get better, let's rest, let's focus on recovery, my brain was thinking, oh, I've got work coming up. I really need to get better because I have to speak in front of people and I have to do X, Y, and Z, instead of me thinking, I'm actually not well and I actually need to rest right now. But because I was thinking in the scarcity mindset of thinking, I'm so grateful for these opportunities and what if they don't come up again? Because if I say no, then, you know, things like that, that wasn't helpful, was it? And so that scarcity mindset of me thinking that potentially these new opportunities wouldn't come up actually meant that I wasn't focusing on getting better, which actually meant that my period of being unwell was longer. You hear me? By thinking that new opportunities weren't going to come up, my hauora was affected and it took me longer to get well because I was so busy thinking about work that I wasn't thinking about getting better, or actually not thinking at all. And so this scarcity mindset just keeps on happening. And there are so many other areas where this happens also. And I just want to share that your new life or these new opportunities, the new incredible things can't find you if you are in places of mediocrity, of doing things because you feel like you should, as opposed to wanting to wholeheartedly and listening to your intuition, listening to your tinana, listening to what your body is saying. So for me, it was really important during that period to actually listen to myself and think, why am I wanting to go? The answer was because I was afraid that by saying no, another opportunity like this wouldn't come up again. So I had to go back and look at past evidence and past data that supported my thinking. And guess what? There wasn't any data that showed that by saying no to this thing, it meant that I wasn't going to get any new opportunities in the future again. What I did also uncover was that it actually stemmed from a problem I had as a young person, where there was something that meant that I couldn't go on some things. I couldn't go on a trip. And when everyone would come back after the trip, I would always be so jealous of everyone else who got to go on the trip and I didn't get to go on it. And so I always thought, like, even though I've struggled saying yes to things for other reasons, maybe anxiety, when I have had to say no, it's been so hard for me to do and to work out how I'm supposed to do that, because deep down in me was a little girl who saw everyone else say yes to something and them get to be on a high from that and me being the one that's missed out. What I've since actually been able to work through is that I didn't actually miss out. Like, yes, it may have seemed like I missed out because everyone else was having a really good time and it felt like I had missed out on something. In actual fact, I didn't miss out. I have been blessed in so many ways. I have had so many opportunities and so many privileges in my life. I haven't missed out, but this whakaaro in your brain, from your subconscious mind, things that you can't actually really think about, things you don't think about until it comes up, until you're actually able to delve deeper, that's insane to me. And so I just wanted to share that because that was quite moving for me to be able to actually go through deeper and deeper and understand why I was thinking the way I was thinking, because I'm often the type of person who just brushes things off. But I've been really working hard on how I actually process things and do I go that step further and actually ask myself why, because I think that's really important. And my next point of how a poor mindset keeps you stuck in a poverty cycle is that poverty thinking lets you off the hook. Let me explain this. So how can I afford X instead of I can't afford X? One of these gives you an opportunity to find a solution, to open your brain and to look at things and go, what can I do to improve this? And one of them is literally you just saying, no, I can't do this. When you say, I can't do this, you're just making a statement. You're making a fact. You are saying it and you are saying, I'm not doing it. But when you instead say, how can I, even if you don't have money, your brain is going to start looking at new opportunities, new ways that you could make this work. And I just think that purely by this change in vocabulary, you can change so much. And I think it's so important that we actually start doing this. So I don't say I can't afford things anymore. It was so funny because I was actually talking with my mum last night. I can't remember what we were talking about. I think we're talking about like a holiday or something. And she was like, oh, yeah, you can bring me with you and I'll just come for free and, like, all of this. We're just, like, literally joking. And I was like, oh, no, I can't afford that. And then I literally turned my head and straight away I was like, no, how can I afford that? But I don't want you to come, Mum. I just wanted to go on my own trip because, like, that was the real reason. And so I just thought that was funny. So always say, how can I afford this, instead of I can't afford this, and just be honest. If you don't want someone to come on a trip, just say that. Don't say you can't afford it. That was another one which I thought was funny. And number three that I have is also about vocabulary. And one thing that you'll understand is that vocabulary is so important. The kupu that we are using become our reality. And so many people don't understand this. When I was stuck so much, like, in my own mental raru and my own financial raru, hauora raru, I was stuck in this belief that I was a victim, that the whole world was a perpetrator, and that this was just going to be it for me, and that things weren't going to be good. And I said this stuff to myself. Like, I would always say, oh, you're so fat, you're so poor, you're so blah, blah, blah. And that became my reality. I started literally believing these things. I would wake up in the morning and that was my whakaaro. But as soon as I started working on actually improving how I spoke to myself, everything changed. And so one of these is, instead of saying I have to go to the gym or I have to go to work and I have to, you know, do work for my business, instead I say I get to. Do you know how much that changes things? Okay, instead of saying I have to go to the gym, you're going to say I get to go to the gym today, or I choose to go to the gym today. Because I have arms and I have legs and I have a beating heart, that means that I get to go to the gym today. Like, don't you think that just sounds completely different from, oh, I have to go to the gym, like, oh, I can't be bothered, I can't do it today, you know? As opposed to, I get to go to the gym today. I get to meal prep food so that I can eat nutritional kai. I get to work on my business because I have a business. Like, when you come from a place of gratitude, everything changes. And I know so many people think that all of this manifestation, affirmations, all of this kōrero is woo-woo, but, like, there's literally scientific data that shows you that the more you put things out into, as you say them and as your mind believes them, it literally contributes to better outcomes. And one of these is actually that having a poverty mindset, having a poor mindset, contributes to poor mental health and low self-confidence. And the issue with this is that when you don't have confidence, you're less likely to take action and to do the things that are going to get you out of being poor, right? So if you don't have confidence, it's going to be much harder to put yourself on the internet and to start a business. I'm not saying that's the only type of business you can have, but if you don't have confidence, it's going to be harder to launch your beauty brand or your lawn care service, whatever it is. You need confidence to, like, get started on that. And if you're talking to yourself poorly, and if you're operating from a scarcity mindset, it's going to be so much harder to do that. And so poverty mindset is something that keeps you trapped in these cycles, and I need you to understand that you have the power to get yourself out of this. Nobody else does. No one else has the power to do this. The only person who can actually get you out of thinking in a poverty mindset into a wealth and abundance mindset is you. Don't you think that's so cool though? Like, that there's no other person in the whole world that can do this job. You're the only one that can do it, okay? And so I'm going to work you through some of the things that I did to get myself out of a poverty mindset and how I grew a wealth mindset. So one of these is starting every single morning with gratitude and affirmations. And I do this in my journal. And something that I used to do was journaling for long periods of time. And I would journal everything. Like, I would be in my depressive feels and just be like, oh, this person did this and this person did this, until I realized that it didn't actually help. Okay, when you're just when I was just journaling about my problems, I was just actually focusing on my problems. I may as well just go have a vent, you know, with someone. But what I instead started doing was ask myself these four questions. This changed my life. So the first one is, what is your morning note to self? So this, I do this every morning. I close my eyes and I literally go, breathe in, breathe out. And then I think to myself, what is my intuition trying to tell me? And so today, for example, my first day back at Mahi after being sick, I remember this morning I wrote, today may be challenging, but you have the power to overcome those challenges. And so I'm actually thinking, like, what is me inside trying to tell me? So me inside today was saying that, like, today is probably going to be a bit tough, but you're also tough. And so you don't need other people to tell you all of these things if you can tell them to yourself, right? So that was the first question. Then the second question is, what am I going to focus on today? So this one is really important because so many of us go into our day, we let our day happen to us, and we don't really think about what we want to get out of the day. What do I want to get out of the day? So ask yourself, what will I be focusing on today? So today it could be, today I'm going to focus on all the positive things in my day. I'm going to focus on abundance. I'm like, say for example, you have a job that you hate. You're not going to focus on that because you can't, because if you focus on everything you hate in your life, it's just going to get worse. So if you maybe have a job that you don't like and you're thinking, what am I going to write down today to push myself through? So today you're going to focus on how grateful you are that you have a job, how grateful you are that your job pays you enough to pay your bills. Whatever it is, like, find something to focus on. It could be, I'm going to focus, what I've been doing lately since being sick, it's been really hard, to be honest, mentally, to be stuck in bed for that long. So what I've been focusing on the last 2 days is I've been focusing on my te whare tapawha, making sure that I spend time in nature, I spend time with my wairua, my whānau and my hinengaro and all of the things. So I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. But those are some of the things that I focus on. And then the next question is, what am I going to let go of today? So what is not providing you any value? What is draining you? What is that for you? So I've had many times where it's other people's energy. I am letting go of any energy that does not serve me today. I am letting go of thoughts of, like, negative thoughts that do not serve me. I'm going to let go of bad habits that aren't serving me. Whatever it is for you, write that down. And then the last one, number four, is what am I grateful for this morning? And I just love this because, like, my whole life has changed. I feel like if you were to watch my old videos, you'd be able to see, like, now today I have so much more joy from within. And it's through all of this mahi, through working on my mindset, through actually genuinely being grateful for literally every single thing I have in my life, where the old tikahukura was so, it actually disgusts me, to be honest, how ungrateful she was. But yeah, those are some of the things that really work for me. So my morning gratitude and my affirmations changes everything. Some other things that I would really recommend you do is asking yourself why. And I'm going to explain this. So many people say, stop focusing on the bad, only focus on the good. My take on this is actually, if bad things are happening in your lives, why are they happening? And I think that there is true power in being able to look at the flaws, look at the problems in your life and ask yourself why. So, for example, if you're having a consistent track record of, say, working at places that make you feel bad, ask yourself why. Because there's obviously a reason. Why do you get yourself into these jobs? Why do you feel attracted to these employers? Why are you in those roles? Why do you stay so long? All of those types of questions, ask yourself. And it's not in a way to whakaiti yourself. It's in a way to actually whakamana yourself and think, what can I do differently next time to stop this from happening? The old me definitely used to just blame everyone else. And I used to think, oh, that job sucked because that person did that. Or I had a failed relationship here because that person did that. But when you actually go and ask yourself why, like, those things might be true, but if you ask yourself, what got me into that relationship? Why did I actually work there? Why did I stay so long? Then you're able to actually learn something. And when you can learn from every negative thing in your life, it's not actually that bad. Because every negative thing is a lesson, that means that you end up on top, okay? So that's all I've got for today, but I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that it was helpful for you all. If it was, please send me a message on Instagram. I love reading your guys' messages when you say, just on my morning walk listening to the podcast, or you post it on your story. I just love, like, when I see that, it just makes me so happy because I do that, like, with other people's podcasts, and when other people are doing that with mine, it just makes me so excited. So, yeah, if you did, then please let me know. But also be sure to check out Te Tiriti Haukura because this course is going to change your life, like honestly. So you do not want to miss out on Te Tiriti Haukura. Be sure to sign up for that and yeah, we'll be in touch. I hope you guys loved this and yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Hei kona, ka kite.